Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dimitri speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, I just looked on my my email, and it says here that I've got a subscription that I did not want, and I do not want to pay for. And I think this is a scam. We were looking at a Walmart thing that said we were going to get a Dyson vacuum.
Okay, let me see here. Can you provide me with your zip code?
60181.
And your name?
Kenneth Anderson.
Thank you. And verify that shipping address for me.
633 South Monterey in Villa Park, Illinois. I have a confirmation number here. If that'll help.
Thank you. I do see here we had our meal balance. And how can I help you?
I didn't order this. I don't want it. Where did this come from? And my account better not be charged.
You said you didn't order this?
No, I didn't order it.
Do you think anybody in your household maybe ordered this?
No, I'm telling you how it started. I got on a site that said Walmart and answered some questions on the survey. And then it said, all right, you want a Dyson vacuum. And it was supposed to be $4.95 for shipping or something like that. And then all of a sudden I get the subscription thing on my email for $39.85, which is... I don't want it. I don't want a subscription, and this is a real scam.
Okay, so you didn't order this. Provide me a few seconds. I'm going to get you transferred over to the fraud department.
To the what department?
The fraud department. So they can handle this better for you. Provide me a few seconds, please. Just bear with me a few more seconds, sir. I'm getting you transferred over. All right, so I'm getting transferred over now. You should be on hold for a few seconds. After that hold, a fraud specialist is going to be online waiting for you. And I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.